Welcome to the Dirt by Breeder podcast. This is it. This is kind of the wrap up of the Chapman brothers. We finish with Michael Chapman as he completes Wildwood 2023 on a postie bike. Now, the boys, if you haven't heard the last three episodes, traveled around the east coast of Australia raising money. And in this conclusion, Michael's decided to line up and take on Wildwood for charity and raise some big coins. So a massive feat, and it's a good story. And make sure you go check out all the social media stuff, because it was a wild ride for him. It was really cool to watch him go around and see all the support he got through it. So thanks, Michael, for your time. Thank you, Andrew, as well. Thank you all who have listened throughout this series. We have had so much interaction. Make sure you go check out the boys' social media, because there's so much more up there from their trip. And I'm sure they've got something lined up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks again to our supporters as well, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, Acherby's Australia, and Adventure OnStore. Also, we're getting really, really close to 10 Deserts for Tory. Check out 10, the number 10, Deserts for Tory. We are getting closer to the leave date. It's getting very exciting. We will be at the Transmotor Stroud this weekend. And can't wait to see you there. There's a lot going on. Sorry for not getting the weekend teardown, but I'm doing a lot of riding at the moment, training, so we missed it. But next week is going to be a massive, massive episode, so we can't wait to bring that one out. So go check out 10 Deserts for Tory. Donate as well, because we are getting close to it. We've got a fair few more episodes coming up, and we've got some really cool riders in the wind. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of it. And rest your mates. Cheers. Welcome to Season 4 of the Dirt by Breeder podcast. My name is Jeremy, and alongside my co-host Alex, we bring you stories from the Australian off-road motorcycle scene. Everything from super enduro, hard enduro, trials, flat track, and traditional off-road racing, we bring it to you all in one of the most packed podcasts you will find. Make sure you go back and check out our other seasons for some awesome content. We will continue to bring you amazing guests throughout the year. You also can get involved by reaching out to the podcast, sending us messages on our Instagram and Facebook. We also have a YouTube. You can go check out some cool videos and vlogs from our time as a podcast. As I said, this is season 4, so we're very excited about where we are and where we're going. So make sure you keep sending in your messages. And remember, we are very passionate about what we do, and so are the guests, as there are bad words that pop up every now and then. So whether you're working on your bike in the shed or sitting in the car on the way to work or an event, enjoy the podcast. Cheers. Right, welcome to the Dirt by Breeder podcast. My name is Jeremy. I'm here with Michael Chapman. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Welcome back to the podcast, mate. It's been a minute.
It has been.
Probably two, actually.
Yeah, two or three, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Enough time to get another drink, mate.
Yep, that's it.
Because we've just wrapped up your huge, huge effort traveling around Australia. Quick, give us a 20-second rundown of what you achieved with your brother.
Rode postie bikes from Melbourne up the east coast all the way to Cape York, so the very tip of Australia, then back through central Australia to home, doing about 10,000 Ks to raise $17,000 for the Black Dog Institute.
Awesome. That is a feat in its own. Like, that is something you can't take away from what you guys have done, because it's just absolutely amazing, and the achievement level is high. Like, you know what I'm saying? That is a huge achievement.
It was a mission.
But you backed that up with something even dumber.
I did. I 2 days later, after getting home, I raced Wildwood on my postie.
And what is Wildwood, for those who don't know?
Wildwood is the original, and I reckon it's the hardest hard enduro in Australia.
Ooh, that's a big call.
It is big. I mean, Greg's been putting out some hard races, but it's definitely one
Dave
of the...
Dave Murray's been putting them out too, the Vic hard enduro. I think it's probably the hardest one, though, because of the prologue.
Yeah, the prologue sucks. And the weather as well.
The prologue was shit.
It was a mud pit, yeah.
It was bad.
Yep.
It was real bad.
It's one of the hardest hard enduros.
Look, I'm gonna say hardest. But anyway, that's my opinion. Now, you got home from such a huge trip.
Mm-hmm.
You were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You agreed to Wildwood.
I did, yes.
You'd also missed your missus' birthday.
I did, by one day.
So you thought, you know what? Instead of going away and having a nice weekend with her, I'm going to go race Wildwood.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And that's why you've been shouting her at every podcast. And so who do you want to thank for getting around Wildwood?
Vanessa. Shout out to Vanessa for being so patient with me.
Yep.
Peter Stevens, Motorcycles.
Yeah.
Awesome, obviously. They... support me with my racing on the gas, that kind of stuff as well.
Yep, I mean, they helped us out with the 350 as well, which is
did.
Awesome.
Yep.
Bike.
Peter Stevens, Geelong. Go see Aaron if you're looking for a hot deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or speak to me and I'll get you one.
You are the hot deal.
I am the hot deal, yep. I'd like to thank the Dirt Bike Burrito podcast for supporting us and donating $200 for every lap that I could do. Wildwood Rock Motorcycle Club, the same. 4x4 Solutions, Track Right Suspension. The WA Hard Enduro Series, they gave us a nice donation for the race as well.
Yep.
As did Global Racing Oil. So thank you to those guys.
That's awesome. It's so cool to see people still behind you, even after your huge lap, just to see you get through this course. It was cool to see so much financial kind of sponsorship for you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was a good motivator because it was a hard slog.
Yeah, that's what you needed, mate, coming back in. So I think people, if you haven't listened to our three-parter with the boys in regards to the trip, you need to, because we kind of dive into the end of the trip. In the last 3Ks, you're posty, you're trusted, your beloved bike.
My steed. My
trusted started steed. To die. Yeah. Started to give up on you.
Yeah, she shat the bed. First gear went, so it was a bit sad. So close to home. But these things happen. I'd rather it happen 3Ks from home than, 3,000 Ks from home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was pretty good timing, really. So I, the day before the race, I swapped the motor out of Andrew's bike into mine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did the race on. So,
and that's it.
Well, I made a bash plate.
The bash plate is amazing. It's pretty legit. Like, it's a good bash plate.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Force Accessories, if you're looking for some bloody prototypes, hit me up, because I think it's pretty good.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely good. It's something that you needed and you made happen, just like your panniers and things like that.
Yeah.
You needed it. You saw a gap in the market.
I did.
You went for it.
I went to the aluminium place and bought some scrap metal. Some scrap aluminium. I bent it up in my fence, jammed in a couple of the palings of the fence, bent it up, drilled some holes, made a bracket, and it was sweet. It really worked.
Now it did. It looks good. It conforms to the chassis so well.
Yeah, that was totally meant to be like that. It was good. Yeah.
What other things did you do to the bike? Because, I mean, you've raced Wildwood before.
I have, yes, quite a few times. So I put some mousse in the tyres. I got some old 21-inch mousse that I had here, and MotoGC gave me an old one they had on the shelf.
Yep.
So I cut those up and rammed them in the tyres.
Rammed them in for sure. Yeah.
I got a front tyre from, I don't know, like a 65 or something like that, like a MX33 front, and put that on the rear because that's all I had. What else? I got a 11 tooth front sprocket, and it didn't really fit, so I just got some wire and wired it on.
Yeah, because that's what you do with sprockets.
Yeah, just wired it on. It lasted. What else did I do? I took the mirrors off. That was it.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
Race ready. I mean, you took the tank off.
Oh, yeah, I took off the XR tank, so it was just the original post.
And all the panniers, you took all the panniers off?
Yeah, I took all that off. Left the luggage rack on the rear, of course, because it's got to look like a postie.
Well, I mean, it looked like a postie even without the luggage, but I'm glad you had to keep that kind of visual aid for us.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you got a sweet outfit.
I did. Aaron from Peter Stevens Geelong, he hooked me up with a really gross-looking white helmet.
Gross? Mate, that is my new riding helmet. What are you talking about, gross? It is gangster.
So a nice postie, open-face helmet. I went to the local workwear shop and got a nice fluoro yellow top and the Legionnaires flap to go behind me.
Yep.
So it was flapping. It was good because it was really hot that day. So it actually probably saved my neck.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was hot. Yeah.
Bizarrely.
Yeah. And I think that was it, really. Just rocked up. And.
Well, I mean, I remember when you messaged me to say, hey, I'm going to race Wildwood. I was like, oh, no, this is another one of his drunken ideas. Just like when he said he was going to go around Australia on a postie bike. Okay, good on you, man. And then kind of it snowballed from there. And then I remember seeing you doing, I think you were doing pivot turns in your backyard at one point.
Yeah, a bit of practice, yeah. That's...
Which was awesome. I mean, I appreciated that a lot. Yeah. And then to hear that you had to put a front tire from a 65 on your rear, I was like, yeah, he's totally ready to do this.
Yeah, that's it. She was race ready.
Oh, and I mean, it was a really shitty lead up to Wildwood this year for the weather. It was a typical Melbourne sunny day, so it was pissing down and cold. I mean, did that play in your mind a little bit?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
A lot of people said it was a bad idea. I won't get round, but
they said that about Australia.
They
mate.
Did. Yeah. If I can conquer Australia, I can conquer a lap of Wildwood. So.
I mean, that is such a big call. That's the biggest call you can say, but it worked.
It did, yeah. And so, Dirt Bike Burrito, Wildwood, 4x4 Solutions, Track Right Suspension, they all said they'll chip in $200 per lap that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dylan as well, Dylan Atkins, shout out to Big Deal. He said he would chip in $200 as well to round up to 1,000.
Yep.
He said if I didn't come last,
motivation.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it ended up being a $1,000 lap, which was really good.
Amazing. Because you did it. You got the lap.
Yeah, I got it done. Took me 3.5 hours, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
That is a slog.
Yeah, in bronze. So I was sandbagging a little bit, but I got it done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were sandbagging. Well, yeah, I think the cool thing about it was that when you turned up to Wilder as well, like it was a really cool thing to see you there.
Yeah.
The bike was there. Like you were feeling good too. Like yeah, you weren't too fatigued at all.
No, it was pretty good. And because we just got back from the trip, Andrew and I, you know, we're still riding the high of the big trip and everything. Mm-hmm. It was so amazing having so many people come up asking how it was and chatting about it and that kind of thing.
You had the
so,
bike on display too.
Yeah, we put it out the front. Yeah, put it on a stand.
So, yeah, in all its glory.
In all its glory. Yeah, it was awesome experience.
Hey, you didn't do prologue?
Nah, I thought, yeah, one lap of the prologue was going to be enough. Well, I had to do two because you got to start and then you got to finish it.
Yeah, so you want to keep the bike kind of together.
Yeah, that's it, because I wasn't sure how much, you know, how well it was going to hold up. But so I ended up starting dead last in bronze.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of fun, being able to try and pick people off. But
now, I mean, for people who don't know what a postie bike is, I think you also have to explain it to them the best way you can. It's a lot of weight in the rear, because that's pretty much what it's designed for, to carry parcel bags and things like that.
So it's actually, they're 116 kilos dry. So it's heavier, heavier than like a KTM, you know, like a 300
with
two-stroke.
With like a quarter of the power.
Yeah, not even. It's got like 6 horsepower.
Okay, even less?
Yeah. And then with a full tank of juice and the mousse, it would have been about, 120 kilos.
Wow.
So she's a big girl.
Yeah, no clutch.
No clutch, yes.
Which is the other thing people need to know. It's no clutch at all, so you can't even use your entire skill set to get it over like you would.
Yeah, it's just a lot of muscling.
And no real power to pop the front wheel up.
Nah, so the majority of the way I could lift the front wheel up was just kind of just muscling it up, just lifting it up. So.
And there's a lot of things to lift it up and over.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, a lot of obstacles.
And so what was it like lining up? Kind of, I guess, for most people, they would have looked at you and gone, oh, yeah, I know this postie guy. Like, he's an idiot. Yeah. He's a nutter coming here. What did it feel like for you? Was it kind of just like a nervous feeling? Or were you just there to have fun?
I was there to have fun. It was every other time I've been at Wildwood, I've been there to race it. So even though I was still racing it this year, it was good. I knew I was doing. All I had to do was just finish it, you know, because it was for charity. It took out that, you know, the competitive, you know, side of it kind of thing, and just made it. Just get a lap done, have fun. And it was good. Like, so many people along the way helped me.
Oh, mate, everybody was helping you. Yeah, like, do you think you could have done it without the help?
There's a few obstacles where I really would have struggled, like the big barrel and stuff at the finish line, things like that.
I got a video of you, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, just, I mean, I could have, if, you know, with enough pushing and lifting, I could have got it over it.
Those rolling logs and those tires, that was it. Yeah. That killed a lot of people.
That's it. So Aaron really helped me out there, but I could have got it done, but it would have been extremely hard and would have probably taken me an hour longer, I reckon.
You reckon?
And I would have been just toast.
Yeah, I mean, so. I mean, Wildwood itself is such a hard race. Even like there was a lot of guys and girls that bowed out just after the first start finish line, just coming out of prologue. So, what do you think the hardest part was for the prologue? What was the hardest part?
The prologue?
Yeah, the prologue. Yeah, that was bad English.
Yeah,
we've been here for a long time.
Yeah. We have been, yeah. Probably the rocky corner at the end was bad because it was like, you know, 100 people banked up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But with the postie, I managed to actually pick it up onto the big tyres so I could get a few places there, which was good. Or the ute beds were actually really good because the short wheelbase, I could ride up the ute beds.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Which was handy. Probably the hardest bit was the finish line or the rolling logs for sure, because just they're so big.
What about those triple logs?
That was all right because the postie was so short.
Oh, right, because if people haven't seen it, there's like kind of three logs fixed together.
Log matrix, yeah.
And the gap is probably like, I don't know, 3/4 of a regular bike. Like your rear tire's up and your front tire's in it.
So I just pick it up, get the front wheel over, drag the rear over, you know, via the rack and then. Yeah.
Oh, the rack for panniers for the win. This is what hard enduro bikes need.
I ended up having like a big bruise on my right leg from the rack just bashing into me all day.
And did the bike ever get like super hot and kind of luggy?
Up the first gully, it was like a steam train. It was crazy how much blow by it had coming out the breather. Yeah, Scott Chapman saw it, even commented on it. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Little steam train coming up the hill,
and she was down on power big time. Mm-hmm. Poor thing. Up the big rocky, like the I think it's the Honda, the Rocky Hill.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep.
That was painful too.
And then what about even like leaving the prologue area? Because you've got the big lake with the
dam,
bridge.
Yeah, because she doesn't like water. It managed to get it through most of it without it dying. And then it died and I think started third kick, so it wasn't too bad. But
then it was kind of like campfire for the rest of the way. Or had it drying out by the time you got there?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Just the thing is like Wildwood's got so many little rocks and sharp edges and just the lack of suspension was pretty brutal.
Yeah, of course.
It was hard. And my foot pegs kept folding up.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like default position wasn't down. They just kept going up.
The bike was giving up. Yeah, the bike's was, like, no, we're packing away now, buddy. No, we're packing away.
So every time I got my feet down, like on the pegs, they weren't there.
100%. Your bike is telling you it's had enough.
It did. Yeah.
So how many times did you drop it?
I don't think I really. Oh, once or twice, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Like compared to most people out there, it was. Yeah. I mean, it's so slippery in some parts, but then kind of if people haven't seen Wildwood, they're really going to go see some videos because it's kind of, it drops into such a valley, a gully anyway.
So that was all right. There was one, I tried getting a run up at one hill and washed out and I dropped it, I think in the prologue. So yeah, but I don't know, probably two or three times, I'd say the whole thing.
And then, but I mean, at that back in that gully, it was quite dry. Like it was quite tacky and nice. Did you have any issues with grip?
Yeah. Well, grip wasn't too bad. It was more power because they'd just lose power up the hill, so I just couldn't go anywhere. So I'd have to get off and just push it.
And what hill was the worst one for you, though?
Oh, Fender Bender.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't get to see you because it's so far away.
Yeah, Fender Bender was bad. Oh, there was another one. It's just like an unnamed hill, but it was just long and steep, and you just had to get a big run up at it. And on a bike, it'd be like a proper bike, it'd be fine because it got power to actually ride up the thing. But I just ended up having to crisscross up the hill. Ended up having Ash, one of our mates, come and give me a bit of a push and give me some pickle juice and some energy gels and stuff because I was cramping up and just having a real bad time. So he came and gave me a bit of a push up the hill because I just couldn't get anywhere.
Wow, that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of weight too. And like the weight isn't like a normal dirt bike. It kind of spread out. It's very much tail heavy. So do you think that kind of played into the way you had to ride?
Definitely, yeah. But it did, because it's so heavy, it made it easy to lift the front up. Which is
that's a good point. A bit of a pendulum, really. Yeah, just pop it up. Yeah.
And so, like, up the rocky road and stuff, I could kind of just run beside it. Well, not really run, but walk beside it and just lift it up over rocks. And
Bit of like a shopping trolley.
Yeah, it was a bit, yeah. I remember Solar flying past me, and I tried to chase him a little bit, but he's pretty speedy.
He goes all right. Yeah, he does. You know, he goes all right for a Sherco rider. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then what other parts of the track did you kind of find hard? Because there's a lot of off-camber things. Did they kind of play with you?
Off camber wasn't too bad. It was just more mainly the uphills that were the biggest, and the big, rock ledges and that kind of stuff, because it's got no ground clearance. So
does it?
The rock garden was actually really fun. That was good. It's coming into the bottom where it's like really wet and creaky. That was good fun. And Turtle was there as well.
That's where Turtle did say he saw you there. He said it was so demoralizing watching you go past, and it was actually really quite fun to catch up with guys along the track, and they'd be like, hey, you'd be like, oh, how you going? He goes, that postie overtook me, man. Yeah. I don't want to give up.
Yeah, that's it. So many people are like, man, you're making us look bad, boy. They were just shattered that they're getting overtaken by a postie bike. It was pretty funny.
Who's got the biggest grin on his face, honking the horn?
Yeah, it was fun tooting people as they went past a little bit.
And then obviously, like, for people who haven't seen Wildwood, they need to go see the footage because it was really epic to watch you go. What were your thoughts as you were doing this race? Was it just like, this is just the best race I've ever had, or I can't believe I'm doing this?
It was just really fun. But the physical pain was pretty brutal. Just like, I was just so drained, especially after spending all the time on the bike already and then having to try and back it up by doing that. It was pretty savage. But
so what was hurting the most, like, body-wise, though?
My legs. Just
really?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. Just because the amount of time I spent off the bike, because you can't, like, I couldn't be on the pegs for anything, really. So you spend so much time off the bike lifting, and, you know, you're using your legs to lift. So I was cramping up pretty bad. And I don't normally cramp. So
no, I know, because you're a mad pickle man.
Yeah. So it was pretty bad. And, like, the Peter Stevens, the log Step up hills.
Oh, that's what I was going to go next. It's kind of like a series of steps.
Yeah, that sucked. There was one dude there on. He was on a Husky or something, or a Chirk. I can't remember.
On a bike.
Yeah, on a bike.
That was meant for it.
Yeah, and he just couldn't get up it. And I said, look, if you give me a hand to lift my bike up, I'll ride your bike up for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, all right, done. And then some other dude came who was like a sweep. And he said, oh, it's all right. It's timed out now. You can just go around it if you want. And he said, oh, thanks for the offer. He said, I'll donate to you.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, and he did. He donated, yeah. In the comments, he's like, thanks for offering to ride my bike up the hill.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. And so I guess like in that gully valley, you would have had a lot of people like wanting to help you because they saw who you were.
Yeah, that's it. So the sweep's like, oh, you can ride around if you want. I said, no, I want to do it properly. Mm. So he gave me a hand to haul my bike up all the log step ups kind of thing. And I've rode up the top bit and ran to the prologue from there. So
it came more of like a skull drag than a hard enduro.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. It was more like a lifting challenge than anything.
So it was just a giant like CrossFit exercise.
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah.
And so would you do it again?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if I was doing it again for money, like,
mate, we say that about anything for money, though, right? Yeah.
If I was raising money, I would again. But I wouldn't mind taking the postie out to like, you know, Disser or someone like that, just for a bit of a laugh.
And wow, some tracks
out there, yeah.
I mean, no. Let's just stop where. Let's stop while you're ahead, mate. You've done a great job. I think we can stop there. All right, then obviously crossing the finish line would have been an awesome feat
as
well.
Yeah, it was unreal. Yeah.
How bad was the bike in kind of condition wise?
It was fine, to be honest. I broke the front brake lever on the
don't need that
first lap of the prologue, but I had a spare one with me, so I just changed that on the side of the track. apart from that, like, it held up beautifully, no damage or anything.
So what you're saying is there should be its own class at Wildwood next year.
I said that to Steve. I said there should be a postie class. I think it'd be a good fun, like, it'd be a good laugh.
Yeah, like on the Saturday or something.
I think people get around it, yeah.
Oh, I'd buy a postie. I mean, yeah. I don't want to do what you've done, but I'll buy one just to do
I think it'd be awesome. It'd be, especially, imagine it was like a charity ride or something. It'd be fun. Like, do a charity lap. I don't know.
That's 3 hours, though, man. You know, a charity lap shouldn't be 3 hours. Because, yeah, yeah. I mean, how long did it take you to even just to do the prologue?
Oh.
It'd be about an hour, hour and a half?
Yeah, I think it's 50-something minutes.
Wow, that's pretty good, actually. I know a lot of guys are in the hour, hour and a half part.
Without the traffic, it would have been pretty quick because I spent a lot of time just sitting there waiting for people. But without the traffic, you could get it through a lot quicker. But the traffic was a killer for most people, I think.
Oh, it was. I mean, I remember even that first kind of rock garden right at the very when you came in that corner, that shoehorn, that was packed.
It was chaos. Yeah, that's why I went up and over the tires to try and get some places.
And then you've done it so many times. What did it feel like doing it on a bike that was not meant to like do it?
It was painful because you come up to obstacles where you can normally just ride over, and so
you have to change your whole mentality.
Yeah, that's it. If you had a clutch, it'd be a lot easier. But then,
if you had a normal bike, it would have been even 10 times easier than that.
But even just the ground clearance was an issue, you know.
Yeah, like just catching out on rocks.
Yeah, that's it.
And there's some big logs to get over as well.
Oh, yeah.
Big logs. I mean, some of the photos and riders just getting, you know, moon booted is pretty crazy. I think Turtle had a good
turtle,
one.
Yeah, Turtle.
Turtle got a good one, eh? Yeah. An idiot.
But you try and get the front wheel up and over, and then it'd just be a case of grabbing it by the rack and just pushing as much as you could to just get the weight over to try and get it to drop over the other side.
Mate, it's such a cool thing that you've done it like a huge trip, but then to back it up like literally a couple of days later and do Wildwood, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it was fun. It was a good cause.
We spoke about it before, like you came home from the trip and you didn't really let it settle in. After Wildwood, did it settle in then?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because we had another couple of days off after Wildwood, and then I was like, I was sore. Like, I was proper sore. But I think I went riding like 2 days after Wildwood, I think. But I just wanted to get back on the gasser.
Yeah,
I
didn't
feel a real bike. So
you wanted to feel power. Did you just Larry loop out when you took off?
Honestly, I almost did, because my mate Ian, he had my bike and he dropped it back off here and I took it for a ride up the street and it was like, almost put me on my ass. Because it used to either be like, you know, either closed throttle or full throttle.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and you got like different weight distribution, different suspension. So I imagine, this is amazing. Like,
yeah,
off that was
it. Yeah, it'd be good to put a 300 in the postie. Sick.
No, we're going to go CR500, mate. Yeah. That's what we've decided.
Someone's already done it. There was a dude on Facebook that put a CR500 in the postie.
Damn it. All right, well, I'm going to have to do something else then.
I said XR600. That'd be cool, I reckon.
An XR600. Yeah,
at least you could use it for touring then, too.
Oh, like a CBR1000.
That'd be good.
That would be even better.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way we do it now. We'll install a clutch.
Yeah.
Put a little track shock in the rear. We'll figure out how to... We'll make your own swing arm up.
You're the engineer. You can do it.
We can definitely do it. Yeah. I have done some weird shit in weirder places with weirder things. We can definitely make that happen.
Done. Yeah.
Well, look, man, as I said, this is just a little bite to kind of... once again, say thanks to you for raising so much money and kind of making like the end of this season. It's cool. It put a smile on a lot of people's faces to kind of, we've had such a cool year with racing and obviously being so big coming back from COVID and things like that. It was cool to see, I don't know, a bit of a laugh at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so too. It was good. Good way to finish the year up.
Yeah.
With a laugh.
So. Absolutely. And then walk away. And you didn't stop racing. You still had your Diamond Valley stuff. So you still got to be able to get out there and actually have a bit of a ride and a bit of a crack too.
Yeah, that's it. Next year I'm doing a bit more of the Diamond Valley stuff, which will be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're quite involved with all that kind of things.
Yeah, that's it.
And so. I'm excited to see what you're going to bring up because I think we may work in with some of the stuff we're doing. So
yeah,
very exciting. Fun, yeah. And hopefully we can see you in the desert. Well, you and your brother in the desert, but I want to hopefully see you in the desert on a 5-undy.
Yeah, what's it called? The Sunset.
Sunset Rally.
Sunset Rally, yeah, keen to do that. That'd be a bit of fun.
Yeah, there's a few things we've got cooking there.
Yeah.
And, but look, for now, man, thank you so much. Anyone, quick shout out you want to give? Peter Probably Stevens. Just your missus, eh?
Yeah, Ness, yeah.
That's
Peter,
it.
Peter Stevens, Geelong, MotoGC, 4x4 Solutions, Wildwood Rock, Dirt Bike Burrito, Track Ride Suspension. Andrew, my brother, of course, for being such a good travel partner.
Yeah, that's a romantic trip.
Yeah, it was romantic, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of big breakfast shared.
That was not the only thing shared, boys. But, look, man, congratulations. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you at Wildwood soon.
Thank you very much. See you soon.